The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented.
Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. The government lies, and they're lying about ivermectin. Yes, the government's lies about ivermectin are exposed, and it's a big deal, folks, and there's a whole bunch more that we're going to deal with, but I want to, as always, kind of jump right into the show as quickly as possible. We had Dr. Ben Tapper on with John Fredericks going over all of this information, and well, let's get to it right away. Take a listen.
I want to start with ivermectin. So this was a therapeutic that worked, and the FDA and the CDC and everybody else and the government, they all banned it. You couldn't talk about it. You got banned for social media. You couldn't take it. Your doctor couldn't prescribe it. And nobody could understand why. And a lot of people saying that it worked. I used to be a horse trainer. I used to give it to horses way back in the day. So, you know, you kind of believe the government that it's not really effective. Well, now you find out the reason they did that was so they could, big pharma could fast track the COVID vaccines. It was the only reason. Now the loss.
Hold on. How evil is that? The only reason why they didn't tell you the truth is because they wanted to fast track ivermectin because they would have never got it to be approved. So instead of your health, they wanted their money grab. It's as simple as that. Here's more.
Suit that you guys filed. It's been settled, and FDA has taken all the restrictions of ivermectin off, all the social media blocks off. Can you explain what happened here, sir?
So basically, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, the government, they pushed the emergency use. They could not show that ivermectin was effective, because if they showed that ivermectin was effective, then the vaccine wouldn't have made it on the childhood schedule. And so the ivermectin, they had to persecute the doctors and really criminalize the drug. I remember the FDA stating, hey, you're not a horse, stop it. Even though the drug has been around for a long time, it's very safe and effective. It has, you know, it's been shown to help people. It's getting people well. They interfered with doctor-patient relations here because the doctors were prescribing this drug and people were getting well. And so they criminalized those doctors. And this lawsuit is huge because now it's about 3 years too late. But my point is, this lawsuit is huge for these doctors because now it's going to open the door for more lawsuits for these doctors to kind of fight back and get their license. Because the medical board took their licenses away. They persecuted these doctors who were getting patients well by prescribing ivermectin. And how many pharmaceuticals were afraid to even fulfill that prescription during the pandemic because of fear of persecution?
And so, yeah. And folks, what happened here to these doctors is inexcusable. And how do you make it up? You can't make it up. I was going to say something else, but you know what? They're going to get into it anyway. So let's go right back to them.
So right now we're seeing that we were right this whole time. And if this was the greatest pandemic of our time, shouldn't we come together and use every medication, every herb, everything, that modality we can use to get these people well? But no, they had to criminalize everything else that went against the vaccine. And they put this vaccine on the pedestal to make it on the childhood schedule. And that was the main reason.
Well, the other reason is, I guess this is my conjecture, looking back at this whole thing, because you could put hydroxychloroquine in this also, is, to get mail-in ballots, they had to stoke fear, right?
Yep.
To keep the economy shut down, to destroy the Trump economy. They had to peddle fear. And so if there was effective therapeutics, then the fear diminishes, the fear declines, and then they don't get their objective, which is you can't vote, you can't decide between voting and dying. Therefore, you have to have mail-in ballots and drop boxes.
That's a brilliant point that we forget. that they really did this because, of course, of the fear they needed to, so that they could trick people into being able to vote for Joe Biden. Anyways, let's go back to John Fredericks.
Right. So all of this ties in now. It's all going to come out. And this was a major suit that you guys were able to win. And now, you know, look, I remember somebody giving me, wanting to give me ivermectin when we thought I had COVID, and I wouldn't take it because I'm like, hey, you know, this thing has been, you know, my doctor says, you know, you can't take it. So, I mean, we were lied to, and that could have been, you know, that was an effective therapeutic. I mean, look, the bottom line is nobody is going to trust these people ever again based on what has gone on. Right. Dr. Tapper, I want to shift gears to mifepristone, the abortion drug. Explain what is going on here with this, sir.
Right. So basically, the Supreme Court heard some oral arguments about this mifepristone drug. You have the CEO of Planned Parenthood, Alexis Johnson, claiming that this drug is safe and effective. And yet this drug is being pushed, has been causing harm. And so we're trying to get this drug off the market. This drug is not safe and effective. It's a big, big thing right now. And, you know, Alexis Johnson, the CEO of Planned Parenthood, came out and said that, hey, you know, 70% of abortions are, you know, done chemically using this drug, and they're claiming that it's safe. And, you know, again, trusting these people, I mean, we cannot trust these people when it comes to our health. And, you know, I just want to use an ounce of common sense here, because, you know, this drug is designed to kill a human baby, right? And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that this drug is going to harm an adult human body. And so that's what we're seeing right now. But again, the FDA and the government is basically ignoring the testimonials and the science here for leftist ideology.
As if there's no evidence that they would ever do that, like how they lied about ivermectin. This is terrible. You know that if you take an abortion drug that can kill a human being, that there's no way it doesn't have awful side effects. And I would bet money it's 10 times worse than they have let us know. We can't trust our pharmaceutical companies anymore. And it is horrible that they push it and push it and push it when we know that it has to have massive negative effects. But when ivermectin was being sold, well, that was too far. You can't do that. That's too dangerous. Ivermectin's dangerous. But this abortion pill, it's not dangerous at all. It's infuriating. Here's more.
And we're seeing that play out right now. And they don't have our health in the best interest, and they sure as heck don't care about these babies.
So you feel right now that this particular drug is not safe?
No, it's not. I mean, 1 out of 5 women that have this drug, they have an adverse reaction. It's 4 times as more dangerous to have a chemical abortion versus a surgical abortion. And this drug has been linked to hemorrhaging. It's been linked to infections and death. And so, again, I mean, just use an ounce of common sense here and say, well, this drug is designed to kill these babies. Well, would it affect a human adult? Absolutely. And that's what we're seeing. The problem is that this drug is allowed to be prescribed over the phone, and these moms don't get ultrasounds. And, you know, again, abortion has nothing to do with healthcare. And this whole leftist ideology drives me bonkers, because we're hearing in Planned Parenthood, oh, it's for reproductive health. Well, they have a misconception of the word. You know, abortion, it has nothing to do with health. And we need to really, you know, educate these moms and say these children are a gift from the Lord. We need to be thankful and love on these children. I have 4 children, okay, and I can tell you that every one of those kids, it wasn't really necessarily planned. It was kind of, you know, I wasn't really expecting it. And my wife's like, hey, we're expecting. And I was like, thank the Lord. You know what? But we welcome that child in, and we need to get away from this abortion industry and really, you know, incentivize and encourage adoption that would be the solution here to really promote life instead of focusing on these medications that cause death and harm, and then try to ignore it and gaslight these parents and the moms that have these adverse reactions to these drugs. It's a common theme that you see throughout our healthcare industry and big pharma, especially with even the vaccines. They get gaslighted and they're ignoring the true science.
Well, you look at what you just said, Dr. Tapper. I mean, this drug is designed to kill a fetus. Obviously, whatever is in there is not going to be good for your body when it's designed to kill another human being inside you. So, but it's amazing that ivermectin gets banned, and that's perfectly safe, and it's been around forever, and that was an effective therapeutic against COVID. But this particular drug has 1 in 5 adverse reactions, and you know that this is can get prescribed over the phone. I mean, it just shows you the infiltration that Big Pharma has over us.
I think Big Pharma in America has been exposed. And man, is God waiting to judge them? I got to tell you, I think there is huge judgment from God in store for them. Let's move on, because Jack Posobiec and Steve Bannon had a very interesting conversation, and they were talking about the tale of two different Americas. And that's what we're facing, a tale of two different Americas. Take a listen to this.
It's Jack Posobiec, thoughts, observations, analysis.
I would say it's more than a tale of two cities. It's a tale of two Americas at this point. You've got on one hand the demonic cacophony that was taking place in Manhattan. These elements of Hamas supporters, pro-Palestine, Antifa, BLM types outside, writhing in the streets, the wailing, the gnashing of teeth. Inside, the leaders, or at least the avatars, of the neoliberal global order. Let's talk about the body count combined between the three of them and the wars they presided over. Clinton with the bombing of Serbia, Belgrade. Biden, who also championed that action. Obama, his wars across the Middle East, destroying Libya, smashing Syria, going in to drone strikes all over Afghanistan, Pakistan, killing family after family. And then Biden picking it up and adding on the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan, which left more American honored dead, which, oh, by the way, under his government, his own party started arresting the parents, the father of those honored dead. Now we have this disastrous situation in Ukraine, which is totally on their heads. Let's talk about the combined body count they have just from their wars. That's number one. Then number two, let's talk about the body count of crime that their party and the George Soros policies in this country have let out. And then on the other side, over there in Long Island, not too far, by the way, from Jamaica Estates, the place where Donald J. Trump and his family, where he grew up, where he was born, only about 20 miles from where he grew up, and he's there at a funeral home with the police officers, with the NYPD, with the people who protect us, the people who keep us safe, the people who actually make our cities work, and with the man who more than anyone other than Rudy Giuliani brought New York City back from the brink of destruction in the 80s and 90s. Donald J. Trump, the man who literally built New York City in its current form. And New York is a symbol of America because New York City is the new Rome.
New York is a symbol, and that's why it's very key. And what has happened to America, even though Donald Trump did everything he could to make America great again, this symbol is dying and is almost dead. And Well, there's a lot I could say, but Jack's going to say it, so I'll let him say it instead of me.
In the same way that Rome was the center of the ancient world, New York City is intended to be the beating heart of America. And you look at New York City in 1956 with the three crosses of Calvary, understanding what we are all about, understanding what's at our core, understanding that Christ was at our core. That is the centerpiece. The fact that it took place in 1956 during the peak of Pax Americana, when America was its absolute greatest. And remember, the communists hate the 1950s. The 1950s to the communists are like the decade of terror, the decade of abject evil. The 1950s are the decade the communists are constantly make movies about this, songs. They're constantly trying to attack the 1950s to tear it down in any way.
And if you were listening to the audio, they were showing a picture of three buildings in New York with three different crosses celebrating, of course, Jesus being on the cross. And this is in the 1950s. And it's something you just won't see today. That's for people who are listening by audio only, because you didn't get to see that. But it's a powerful image to see how far we have gone away from God, really. Here's more.
Every way possible, because they know that in the 1950s, America was better than it is now. And how has America fared since? How has America fared since that picture was taken, I ask you? And this is why you need people like Donald J. Trump, like those police officers, like Rudy Giuliani, like that blue blood stock. And when I say blue bloods, I don't mean the aristocrats. I mean blue buds, like the police families, the families that put their lives literally on the line to keep us all safe, to deal with the scum and the riffraff that are let loose on these streets. Steve, it's very clear to me, and I'll say this right now, it's very obvious. The people that were involved in that shooting deserve the death penalty, and that there's no question about that. But more importantly, the politicians and, yes, the judges who were involved in letting that thug, that animal, back out on the street after 21 arrests and a career of violent crime, they themselves belong in jail. They themselves belong behind bars. Alvin Amen. Bragg and all the rest of them Amen. Belong behind bars Amen. For the rest of their natural lives. From making that family have to live through yeah. that little boy have a father yeah. who will never come home.
Then we got to get all the way back to the money. Got to go back to Soros. Hey, they're bragging about the money. They're raising money. Okay, hey, fine. You're raising money. But with money comes accountability. Don't think you're going to be able to just give them money and walk away. No, 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 no. When we talk about getting to the bottom of what's happened to this country, we're going to get to the bottom of what happened to this country, and we're going to go back to the money. And money's going to have accountability. So put that in your party. Next time you're up on Ari, you're melting down with Liz Cheney, right? The daughter of the war criminal Cheney, that Cheney. And of course, you've got a number of mouthpieces that protected a number of mouthpieces on MSNBC. They're just as guilty as the war criminals because they
I'm
lied.
I'm surprised Bush and Cheney weren't up there with them.
The lies.
I'm surprised Bush and Cheney weren't up there with them. They certainly were.
They were in spirit.
So we do. We have a tale of two different Americas. And now we have to move forward and wonder, where do we go from here? And what it looks like is we go to trusting in God as much as possible, but we have to keep fighting. There's nothing left to do but to fight as hard as we can. I think they had one more thing to say. So I'm going to go back to Jack Posobiec, pay one more cut. I think there was one more. Let's see.
Remember, they talked about the exclusive club. They won't invite Trump back. Trump can't get invited back.
Steve, here's my last
Trump doesn't want to be in that club. Trump wants to be in the club at the wake. Go ahead, sir.
Last piece on this, Steve, people need to understand, and we put this book together, The Unhumans, This is an agenda. This is not happening by accident. When you turn on the news and you see things like this, last night should be a wake-up call. This is a playbook. Myself, Joshua Lysak, we've put together the playbook. We've got the plan. We've gone through chapter and verse all the way back to the times of Rome, to the French Revolution, Russia, Spain, the rest of it. Yeah, we are going to tell the truth about Francisco Franco and what he did to the communists and what he did to save Spain from the communist atrocities that were going on that your history teacher won't tell you about, that your professors won't tell you about. We are going to tell the truth about the fact that they do not have good intentions and that these are unintended consequences. No, Steve, these are absolutely the intended consequences of destabilization, the intended consequences of destroying civilization. And that's why we put the book together on humans.
Yeah.
Yep. And civilization is being destroyed. We can see it. We all sense it. Not just here in America, but all the way around the world. So get right with God, folks, because you don't know when your last moment will come. We don't know how long God will wait before he judges America. Some of you might not think that he's going to judge America. Some of you think all things are going to go on as usual, and you're hyping everything up, thinking that God would take this personal or something. To me, God does take it personal. When babies are killed innocently, God takes it personal. When you lie to the American people, deceive at every step of the way, God takes it personal as far as I'm concerned. So get right with God. Make sure that you have a relationship with him, because I can't guarantee how much longer we have, and neither can you. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. Have you accepted him as your savior? Have you done that? Did time run out on you? Don't let time run out on you. Don't let it run out. I love you guys. See ya.
Hey, old peeps, like and subscribe to my father's channel. Bye. Ow.
Hey guys, if you like what you're hearing in my show, you need to check out one of the other great shows from thenewamerican.com, and that is Behind the Deep State with Alex Newman. Have you checked it out yet? If you haven't, you will love it. If you like me, for sure, you're going to love Alex Newman as he gets deep into Behind the Deep State and all the shadiness, of course, that we know is going on. Awesome interviews. I mean, just massive information. And you really can't find a better dive into the deep state than what Alex Newman does. So go check it out at thenewamerican.com.